So the question was asked, do other commentaries answer this question as to what was Hashem really saying when Hashem said, you do my mitzvos and I won't give you all the punishments I gave the Egyptians. Isn't that a difficult thing to say? But what's the whole idea here? So some of the Rishonim explain as follows. Am Yisrael spent a year witnessing the Egyptians' suffering. Now Hashem takes them out of Egypt. Great. Who is this Hashem? They don't know yet. What do they know? He punishes. So they're out in the desert, and their perception of Hashem is God, and He punishes. Does He do any good? They don't know. So that's why the first thing Hashem does once they're out is He shows them, I do good. And He also gives them a promise. You keep my mitzvos, I won't. You don't have to worry about everything that happened with the Egyptians. Yes, potentially I do have control over all those diseases, etc. But you just stick to the path and you don't have to worry about it. Meaning Hashem was coming to allay their fears. They were out in the desert thinking, oh boy, it's one thing that He destroyed the Egyptians, but now we're under His dominion. We're His people. What's going to be with us? So Hashem says, don't worry. You stick to my mitzvos, and you have nothing to worry about that.
How come you say, nothing has to be like, you just took them out of Egypt, they left with all their riches, He just put the sea for them.
Right, but everything had something bad to it. This is the first miracle that didn't hurt anyone. That was only good. Every other miracle hurt someone, and was to their benefit. The question is there something Hashem does that's only good? Yeah, look, I'm your healer. I'm going to take care of you.